Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
I want to focus just quickly here because we have a short amount of time in this segment to talk about two main stories, one in each party. First of all, today is the day that Mitt Romney, I've tried really hard to continue to like Mitt Romney, and I think I've lost all respect for him now. Just shut up and stop destroying the party. Don't come on and start going after a guy when you couldn't cut it because you didn't have either the guts or the presence like McCain and Dole to get in there and fight. And you have to be a street fighter. And Republicans obviously don't understand it. Marco Rubio understood it the last week. Too late, Marco. And even though Fox has removed Rubio from the most loveless because of his secret door meeting with Roger Ailes to talk about the Gang of Eight. Talk about disappointment. We need a conservative TV network. Fox is no longer it. If I had the investors, I'd start a network to go up against Fox. Fox lost it. So Romney's going to speak today, and he's going to bash Trump. He's going to bash him on Trump University, reportedly. Meanwhile, Trump has been accused of no crime. It's like the immigrants who were building his building and they were employed by some other company. What's going on right now, I'm not against criticism to Donald Trump, but he's taking unjustified criticism because the Republican Party is absolutely exploding. But let me say something. There's a crossover from independents and Democrats to vote for Donald Trump. And what's happened, if you look at the number of voters who turned out for Obama's 2008 election and the number of voters who turned out for Romney, it was about 8 million to 5 million in favor of Obama. Do you know it's been flip-flop this time? 8 million people came out. I spoke with a good friend of mine yesterday, a diehard Democrat, voted for Kasich. I said, okay, I can forgive you for voting for Kasich. But we have needed a street fighter since the gutless performances of Dole, McCain, and Romney. We need a real street fighter. I'm not saying that Trump is the best guy for the job, but what I am saying is the only one willing to fight and get in the dirt and become a street fighter like Obama did. The difference between Trump and Obama is Obama was and is an out-and-out liar as a street fighter. There are a lot of elements of truth mixed in with Trump. And I don't know how the confrontation is going to go unless Hillary's in jail, which is the second part of my story. But the people were told that Trump, a flashy billionaire who had thought about running for the presidency in the past, wouldn't run. And, of course, on June 18th, he announced he was going to run. He's thin-skinned. It's a great ingredient. And he came on with the platform. He hit the button, the magic button, illegal immigration. I have my Howie Carr hat that I'm wearing here this morning. Screw amnesty. Adios. And I don't wear it out in public. I mean, what's the point? I'm not looking to confront everybody I see, especially in the liberal area that I live. But GOP elites told themselves that with his thin skin that Trump would drop out of the race. They've been wrong and wrong and wrong and wrong from day one. And here he is right now. And now the Republicans don't know what to do. Third party, broken convention. It's a mess. Unification with Kasich, Rubio, and Cruz. My advice, Ted Cruz, he's only down about 70. I think it's two. These are just rough numbers. Forgive me. I don't have a list of the numbers in front of me. Something like 270 delegates for Trump and 70 less. There's a 70 delegate differential. So Cruz is still in this race. And remember, it's all about delegates. Hillary, based upon the delegate vote, has already won this race unless she goes to prison. And hats off to Curt Schilling for the Red Sox that hopes Hillary Clinton gets buried under some prison. I don't know whether he meant that, whether she meant that in a figurative sense or not. I like Schilling. He took $37 million of his own money and stupidly blew it. But I like his politics. And I enjoy listening to Schilling. So the Republicans told themselves that given Trump's outrageous statements and his caustic personality, that people would come to their senses. Well, they have come to their senses. Their senses being something absolutely contrary to what might someone expect, and that's that they're just as angry, and I'm just as angry. This is the reason I tolerate Trump. And I say tolerate him because there are times, I mean, I could just sit and scream. So can his wife, and she says it. He's got a gigantic braggadocio ego. I know that. There's another side of him that you don't see, and you may hopefully we'll see it as we move along in the process. But he's in the driver's seat. There's no doubt about it. You can say anything you want, come up with all the delusions. The party was destroyed before Trump ran. And I think that's a point a lot of people are missing. He's an in-your-guy face. Gentlemen just can't cut it. If you want to be a gentleman, don't go into politics. Now, on the other side, with Hillary Clinton, the news coming out that there will be a plea deal with immunity granted towards the guy who developed her website. And how much he knows, he doesn't have to plead the Fifth Amendment anymore. But there's no happy conclusion here for Hillary Clinton. If you start to think about it, there are, I think, about 100 to 150 FBI agents working on this. Why are they doing it if nothing will happen? Now, some of these crimes, especially with the 22 highly classified emails, some of these crimes to me are borderline treasonous. And when I say borderline treasonous, I'm saying that kindly. When I think of Benghazi, this and other things she's done, I don't have any doubt in my mind whatsoever that Hillary should be behind bars. It's bad news, but the voters ignore it. They don't care about a liar. Even ask the people who are voting for her, they don't trust her. What's happened with the sense of morality in this country? Well, it's either her or Bernie Sanders, I guess, and I don't know whether we're going to get a draft. I doubt we're going to get a draft Romney movement or a draft Kerry movement. Can you imagine that? It's inconceivable, but not out of the realm of calculation that Mitt Romney could run against John Kerry. Can you believe this? I don't know. I'm picking Kerry because he's the worst of the worst. It's more likely would be Joe Biden than, you know, Elizabeth Warren's in there, but I'd say Joe Biden. And as I say, if any of these people get in, God help us. There's also a suggestion that that this bickering in the Republican Party should stop. Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz should play kissy face and makeup, and you would be the vice president. I've lost I've really lost a lot of respect for Marco. I never had a great deal of respect. I've had respect for his acumen and gotten where he's gotten, but I've never held him in high esteem regarding integrity. And whatever esteem there has been in the past week or so is now gone. This gets more and more and more interesting in tonight's debate. With Megyn Kelly, I mean, I have to stay up just because Megyn Kelly's going to be in this against Trump. Imagine how much fun we're going to have with this tonight. Not as much fun as I would normally hope, because the stakes, once again, the stakes are so high that I can't enjoy this as entertainment, because if Hillary Clinton's our next president for 4 years, God help all of us. God help all of us. The bad news is coming out. We've got all kinds of news in both parties. And Trump is just going to sit there. He'll watch Romney give his speech today. He'll just sit there and smile. And he realizes he's in the driver's seat, because all of these other guys, as Trump said at the beginning, they're stupid. Politicians are basically stupid. Mr. Tough Guy, Chris Christie, did you see how stupid he looks standing behind Trump? Like, where am I? Like, what am I doing here? Behind the podium. I still can't figure that one out. I don't know whether he had a gastric disorder or what. It's just strange. Hey, good name for a movie. Strange Happenings. You like that? Good name for a movie. How about Mixed Emotions? I did come up with a movie name that did come out. I think it was Bad Intentions. I can't remember. Anyway, I'm off the track. We'll come back and get back on it. This is Stu Taylor.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. Biz TV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request Biz TV.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
605-5370.
If you want to work until you keel over, have less of everything in retirement, or give back more of your hard-earned money to the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. You can download a free report that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. You'll learn how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to 39security.com. That's the number 39security.com. 39security.com. Go to 39security.com.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Kimberly Guilfoyle from the Fox News Channel, co-host of The Five, and I've been on with Stu Taylor. What a guy. Where has he been all my life?
All right, we're back, and before I introduce my next guest, I was just saying to Lucinda Pennington, the author of They Meant It For Evil, published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, about my naivety having grown up without any abuse, fortunate enough to be in a wonderful, loving family with values. And yet I hear more and more about people just coming out of the woodwork who have suffered the consequences similar to Lucinda. And it's time that this story becomes very even more public than it is. So congratulations for being able to overcome this, your experience, and I'll have you talk about it. And welcome to the show, Lucinda.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. You heard my introduction here. Tell us this horrible story, minus all the graphically implicated things about it, and when it began.
Well, it began at 3 days old. I was abandoned by my mother at the hospital at 3 days old. I was put into the foster care of the state of Maine. And
wait a minute. 3 days or 3 years?
3 days old. My mother abandoned me at the hospital. She had me at
goodness.
The hospital
okay.
and just walked out of the hospital, and they didn't know who to call other than DFS. So, unfortunately, I was put in the state of Maine foster system at 3 days old because they didn't know family or anything. But eventually, out of 13 different foster homes and group homes and 19 years of it, I was labeled also through the state of Maine as mentally retarded because of the abuse that I was suffering as a small child. My coping skill was to literally act retarded so that people would leave me alone. And I did eventually get adopted, though, at age 11, but also was abused in that home the very first night in their home, and had to overcome some obstacles with that. It was until I was 19 years old before I finally got away from the abuse that I was suffering, sexual, physical, mental. I have some good points in my life in the book. I talk about how I had a bus captain who, it seemed like any home that I was put in, he would knock on that door, and I would get to go to church, so that was kind of my little light in the world that I was living in. And being able to go to church kind of helped me focus on how I could get out of this situation. In fact, I even got to speak to him 2 weeks ago. I've been always wondering whatever happened to him, which was exciting.
I want to ask you, I'm not sure how you answer this question. Your story is very compelling. I've heard stories with sexual abuse. I was just watching an old video yesterday of Sandra Dee and how the abuse she went through when she was 5 years old on and up. Your story is unimaginable. By the way, it's 5-star reviews on this. They meant it for evil. I don't know how you answer the question. How could you possibly survive all of those years of misery? How could you survive it?
Well, I was raped at the age of 5, gang raped by a bunch of teenagers at the age of 7. I was sexually abused in every home that I was put in.
Every home?
Every home, 13 different homes, except for Hepzibah House. I was not abused at Hepzibah House. The girls' group home that I went to at the age of 15. And the reason I went there is because my adoptive family thought it was easier to get rid of me into a group home, saying that I was rebellious and disobedient, and hide the fact that my father, who was a deacon and principal of a school, was a molester. So they hid me away for 3 years.
What was it? Was it faith in God? Was it?
What was it, that life-saving moment? It was when I was probably about 8 years old, the first time I got picked up by the bus captain, and that there was that somebody loved me, and that was Jesus. That's what got me through it. My faith in Christ, knowing that I had somebody that loved me, even though I never felt love. I had the promise that he loved me, and that encouraged me. I know a lot of people ask me, and this is the biggest question people ask me, how can you have faith in Christ when most of the people, the majority of the people that abused me sexually, physically, broke my bones, abused me, were Christian, claimed to be Christian. And this is my answer to them. God has given every single human being free will. And we choose. God has given us the choice to do right or to do wrong. I don't answer for these people that did wrong. I have to answer for myself. My time when I die and I stand before Christ, I cannot say I did not live for you, God, because of this person and that person and this person. No, I stand before Christ on my own, on how I live.
Have you confronted any of the abusers in recent years? Or you never have had any contact with them since?
I have had contact with them to say, I forgive you. And that was it. They never have ever said sorry. In fact, my adopted father, when I called him to get some information because my adopted mom had died and I needed some information that only he had, I said, I'm only calling you because I need this information. And he goes, you ruined my life. And I said, no, sir, I did not. In fact, I have forgiven you, and I will move forward. He goes, don't ever call me again.
I have to say, you're much more courageous and forgiving than I could ever, ever even conceive of being. What is your life like today, Lucinda?
Well, I've been a parent aide for the last probably about 6 months, working for the court, working in foster homes and getting parents back their children and working with them. I'm a counselor. I have my own free counseling center. It's called Overcomers Counseling. I'm in the process now of raising funds to open up a homeless shelter with accountability. I'm getting ready to sign a contract with the state of Missouri to own my own parent aid business, to where I can get into these homes and be a part of what I wished I had had, and that was people looking out for me when I was in these foster homes. Because if I've reported foster homes myself, even now as a parent aide, if I feel like the kids aren't being treated right, and to me that's important. I believe God has allowed me to go through what I went through so that I could help other people. I actually, because of my abuse growing up, was able to help a family get their kids back who were accused of sexually molesting their children. And I went before the judge and I said, Judge, when you live and breathe it as long as I have, I know it, and I'm telling you, these children have never once been sexually abused.
All right. Well, gee, this is a compelling book again. 5 stars. They meant it for evil. Lucinda Pennington, Tate Publishing. Thanks for your story.
Thank you so much for having me.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Jim Rogers. I'm an international investor. I just did Stu Taylor's show, and he has very good questions and has very good insights.
All right, we're going to change the tempo and the mood. I have to admit, I got a little bit down over our last interview. Courageous lady, but we're going to go from something negative that turned out okay to something really positive, educational for our kids. Joining us is Rosalie Kofelt. I'll spell her last name. It's C-O-F-F-E-L-T. She is the author of The Mountain Adventures of Ricky, JJ, and Willie. The book is published by Ex Libris. You can get it in paperback, hardcover, and ebook. And you can go to BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, ExLibris.com. Welcome. Nice to have you on. A pleasure.
Thank you, Stu. It's good to be on your show.
Hey, Rosalie, I love kids' books. My brother has written a ton of them, and I love them because I realize when you have lessons or morals that are in there, you make it entertaining and educational. It's pretty difficult to get kids to focus on anything, so tell a story and have some lessons from the book. Tell us about this one and how you accomplished that.
Well, I started out telling stories to my great-grandchildren. I'm really close to a few of them because, you know, families get kind of spread out. But every time I would go to visit, it was always, Mimi, tell me a story. And so I started making up stories, and my granddaughter said, Grammy, if you tell stories like that, why don't you just write them down on paper and maybe someday write a book? So I thought about it, and I work in home care, so I have a lot of time that's free because I do 24-hour care. So I just started writing a bunch of stories, and the more I wrote, it was like they were just inside my head. And I love the idea of telling stories to children that simply because someone or something is different, don't judge it by that, but just try to make friends and get along and trust and work out problems. And so all of these things, plus faith-based, and I tried to put this all in the story so that children have an idea of how to react without reacting to a negative. And so that's how I started writing my books.
And I assume you've enjoyed this experience enough. I'm assuming it. I don't know that there'll be more coming after this one.
I've got six books on hold right now. I'm kind of holding on to them. I have a book show in Italy and one in Chicago, and I'm trying to hang on to see if I get any interest from someone that may want to take over and publish my books.
Okay, that's great. That's great.
Yeah. So I'm working on that. I love writing. I'm going to continue to write, and hopefully I can be picked up somebody and work under them.
Why did you choose animals as characters in the book, and how did you pick the particular animals that you did?
Well, my husband and I lived in the Sierra Mountains for a number of years, and we had a bunch of raccoons that came around and kind of became friends with them. They would go away for a while and come back, and they would even bring their tiny babies. And so we kind of became friends with them, and we had the squirrels.
Wait a minute, I just have to interject. Isn't that kind of dangerous, the protective and very aggressive? I haven't heard that about raccoons being in a bonding mood.
Well, we didn't go out and interact with them, actually, but they would come up and we could feed them out of our hand.
Wow.
I mean, they just, after 3 years of doing this, they would just come up and they would just eat right out of our hand. They were never aggressive to us. But I'm not advising that for everybody. I mean, this is just something that we did. I would advise no child or person to do this unless you really knew what you were doing. It was just something that my husband and I did. But the reason that I chose animals was because I think that
children can understand and grasp things from animals. Animals that are acting like children, and they become friends. So through the animals, they can overcome a lot of things by adapting that as reality, but yet it's friendly. Because if I just sit there and wrote a story, say that I was writing a story about a problem, a child could probably be more loving toward an animal than they could facing an actual picture of a problem. But the animal would explain to them that it's okay, you know, that you're going to be okay, you can do this. And this is why Mr. Owl is so important in the story, is because he's the go-to animal that they go to when they have a problem, and he's very wise. He's the wise old owl, so he helps them through the problems and explains situations to them. And so this is how I grasp it. I think
so you have a raccoon, an owl, and what is the other animal?
There's a honey bear and her cubs, and there are other animals in there, but they're not as explicit as the wise old owl and Miss Honey, who is Honey Bear, and then Ricky, JJ, and Willie. Those are the main characters, and every other animal that's in the story is worked around them.
Well, what's the demographic? What's the age range for the books?
I would say that a child that is extremely astute and can grasp and sit quietly and listen. I have a 4-year-old great-grandson that absolutely loves it. He'll sit for an hour and let you read to him. The stories are kind of long, so mom and dad may have to separate them if the child is too young. But I think anywhere between 5 and 12. Just grasping the story and just reading the story.
Rosalie, you mentioned your particular real-life experience with raccoons. Are there any other stories that are based on real-life situations or experiences?
Not really. I mean, as far as explaining things to children religiously about God and why we're here and stuff like that. Those are the type of things that I talk with about my great-grandchildren. Even some of my grandchildren, some of them don't want to listen, but that's okay.
But welcome to the real world.
Yeah, but I can put it in a way to my great-grandchildren that they think Jesus is wonderful, and to help them understand that the things we do in life are guided by a presence, and to always try to grasp the right and the wrong. You know, before you do anything, make sure that you think about it before you do it, because there's going to be consequences. And so to let them understand that there's always someone that will love them and guide them, and that they always have their faith to fall back on. That, you know, there's someone there. No, you'll never go anywhere alone. You're always, because God always walks right there beside you, so you're never alone. And he sees everything you do, and he hears everything you say. And their eyes get really big, because this is an extreme concept for a young child. But they're grasping it very well, and they ask a lot of questions. And so they ask, and I answer.
And this is your best audience to get a response from. To find out about feedback from the book, I'm sure.
Yes, it is.
You know, you've written, how many stories are in this? Are there different stories in the book?
Yes, there are 5 different stories in this one book. And like I said, I have 6 more books to go, but I'm holding off on them. But each one of these stories are different, and they go through a different series of experiences. And they also teach children to always let mom and dad know where you're going before you go, because you could get lost and not be found. So it's always in there that always let your parent know where you're going and who you're going with. And even though parents may get concerned that you're going to be late, they may come and look for you, but at least you know that you let your parent know where you were going. It's a lot of respect and love, and that's what I want to portray in my book, is the understanding that the child or the animal is respectful to their parent. Their parent listens to them. They have a lot of wonderful adventures and a lot of freedom, but you always have to have your parents' knowledge of where you're going.
Sounds like you're covering all the values here: faith, family, love, friendship, a wonderful, rewarding experience for a lot of younger people. We've got just basically a minute or so.
Okay.
I'd like you to perhaps come in with a concluding remark as to why people should buy this book for their kids, buy all the kids' books you can, but what in your mind stands out for people to buy this?
I believe that in my book and my stories, it gives a value between the parent and the child, and that the child can learn to make decisions on their own, but make wise decisions, so that before they do something, they're going to stop and think and be able to work out problems together. No one knows everything, but if you work problems out together, you find out that when they become older, they're better able to handle life situations.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. We're just about out of time. The Mountain Adventures of Ricky, JJ, and Willie. Bye. Rosalie Kefelt.
Bye.
It's published by Ex Libris. I'm sorry, what?
I said bye. Thank you for having me.
Oh, okay. Bye. Nice to have you on. All right.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Going on now, Guitar Center is celebrating Yamaha Month, and there's never been a better time for you to make music. Save up to 20% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors, buy one, get one half off. Up to $300 off select Yamaha synths and keyboards. Or get a Guitar Center gift card with select Yamaha acoustic guitars. That's right, get $100, $200, up to $300 off select Yamaha gear. But hurry, because the best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware.
My new house is between two lawns that should be on the cover of Lawns Illustrated. I need my lawn to fit in.
I told Sam that during Scott's days at Ace, he can get the products he needs for a great lawn, like grass seed, fertilizer, and weed killer.
Ace is a place that gives you a magazine cover-worthy lawn. All the Lawns Illustrated is completely made up.
It's Scott's days at Ace. Stock up and get up to $130 in instant savings on Scott's Miracle-Gro brands, including Ortho and Roundup. Ace Rewards members get savings instantly in store. Offer valid March 2nd through 7th. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Finest morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
Hello, this is Bill Bratton. I'm Chairman of Kroll, former Police Commissioner of New York, and Chief in Los Angeles. I just did a great interview with Stu Taylor on his show. I want to thank him. It's a great show, thoughtful questions, and you get a chance to do more than sound bites.
You know why I love food so much? I'm a skinny guy. As a kid, I used to say, the more I eat, the skinnier I get. I'm still thin, and therefore I can enjoy it, but that doesn't mean you don't have to watch your carbohydrates, your calories, your fat, your salt, your sugar. I mean, we all do. And a restaurant with a great blend and a tremendously healthy food, very food conscious and very quality conscious. And Dan Hebenstreet is back again, only because I keep going back to Seasons 52. And I can't get enough of the great food. He's here. It's Seasons 52. They're located in Burlington, Massachusetts, as well as Chestnut Hill, Mass. And I want to give you the website. It's seasons52.com. It's the number 52. And if you go there once, I am telling you, you will be hooked. It's extraordinary. Dan, nice to have you back on.
Good morning, Stu. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and I was just asking your advice here because I every time I go there, I try to try something new. But, you know, I got hooked on the trout. I got hooked on the filet. I got hooked on the Kobe. Or I got hooked on what I came in for. I had the chicken, which was unbelievable. And then I was in this past week, and I had the chili and bass. It was absolutely the real deal. And I just asked you during the break, now I'm having real difficulties knowing what to order. And you suggested I try the lamb, right?
Absolutely. It's excellent. A little rack of lamb, some of our root vegetables with some mashed potatoes. It's one of our top-selling dishes.
All right. I'll be over before you open. And
excellent.
Again, the website is seasons52.com. Let's have you emphasize the importance and the values you can get. Restaurant Week begins. You're going to run it for an extended period of time. If I have my dates correct here, it's March 6th to March 19th, correct?
Correct. We're gonna run it straight through the 6th to the 19th. Now, if you go on dineoutboston.com, you'll see the restaurant week dates listed as March 6th to the 11th and the 13th to the 18th. Now, of course, the restaurants can serve over the weekends if they want to, and we do select to keep the menu going on those Saturdays. So, again, we're going to be doing it at Season 52, both in Burlington and Chestnut, the 6th through the 19th.
All right. You know, people have been asking me. They've heard the show. A number of people have gone over. They thank me, and they thank you. They're regular customers right now. And others say, "What else is on the menu?" So why don't I just ask you? And I know you can't take 10 minutes to do this, but just can you round out the menu with the array of foods from soup to nuts?
Sure. Absolutely. So we have a large variety of items. We have our soups. Right now, our seasonal soup is our mushroom bisque, which is selling very well. We have our flatbreads, which we're famous for. So we have a variety of flatbreads. Two of the top sellers are our chicken pesto flatbread and our tomato basil flatbread. A number of appetizers, appetizer salads. Our golden beet warm salad is doing phenomenally well. Golden beets with goat cheese, pistachios, 15-year balsamic, and a cilantro oil. For the entrees, I mean, I can tell you right now, our four best-selling entrees are roasted chicken, cedar plank salmon, filet mignon, and our scallops. The sea scallops sell phenomenally well. That's on the sea scallops on a bed of risotto with some broccolini. And then, of course, as you know, we have our mini indulgences, our version of dessert. They're in a small parfait glass, and there's up to seven choices. And currently our seasonal one is our chocolate chip brownie ganache with a little bit of raspberry compote. It sells very well. And, of course, my personal favorite for the mini indulgences would be the key lime pie.
Oh, yeah, I have that all the time. But now I've really learned to branch out. I love them all. And it's amazing. You look at this, the amount they give you, and it's, and I eat a lot. It's really, really filling. And that's satisfying. I mean, that in a positive sense. So what are the advantages in terms of price deals for Restaurant Week? So people will have an idea that this is, it's always a great value there, but this is rather extraordinary. Can you lay that out?
Yeah, absolutely. We have two separate menus. We have a lunch menu and a dinner menu. So the both our menus are prefixed. So the lunch menu is going to be $20 per person, and that includes a choice of our cup of soup or flatbread to share. Then you move into the entrees, and some of the selections for the entrees would be our burger, our salmon salad, or our roasted chicken. And then each diner will get a choice of one mini for the lunch menu. Again, that's $20. Now, for dinner, the price does bump up to $33, and at that price, you get a choice, again, of a flatbread to share. You get a choice of our Caesar salad or our field green salad. Then you go into the entrees, and, of course, for dinner, the entrees will include the cedar plank salmon, the filet mignon. It will include our scallops. And then for your dessert, you get a choice of two minis. So you can overindulge, if you will, for dessert on the dinner menu and get two individual minis for yourself. And that, again,
also, if I want to get in that, you got function rooms there. I've been to a couple of functions. They're so beautifully run. You've got a lounge, a beautiful bar, entertainment. I mean, it really does not lack for anything, for atmosphere. It's expansive. What's the seating capacity?
We seat about 320-ish, roughly, in the restaurant. And then, of course, during the good weather, we have our patio. The patio has eight tables that can seat up to four people at a table. But we can put together larger parties on the patio. And during the spring and summer months, we do have some interested guests that will buy out the patio and do a cocktail reception or a dinner reception out there, weather permitting.
How much do you do with business and groups?
Oh, at least 12 to 20% of our business is group dining. It could be a group as small as 10 or a group as large as 70. And in some cases, each year over the past almost 3 years we've been open, we've done a buyout where a group has bought out the entire restaurant for an event.
I don't think I've asked you about your chef before. Have you got a couple of comments on the chef? And I'll be learning this for the first time.
Absolutely. We have a young chef, Chris Gibson. He's been with Seasons here in Burlington now, I think, moving on roughly about a year and a half. He arrived, I believe, last November, 2014 or 15. And he's done a great job. He's got two sous chefs, Alex and Rosie, that work underneath him. They work very hard all day. They've got a very good kitchen staff, our line cooks, our prep cooks, stewards. They all do a phenomenal job and really take the time to prepare the food in the manner that Seasons expects so that we can deliver to the guest in the best quality that we can deliver.
Okay, and as I've said many times, I'm not obligated to use products or services or to go to resorts and restaurants. I go because it brings me pleasure. It's a great release. And I wouldn't be going to Seasons 52 with so much regularity just to make Dan happy. Going because my wife and I just absolutely love it. And we appreciate everything. The service there is remarkable. Hello, Denise, our last waitress. Unbelievable. Dan, thank you so much. It's seasons52.com. Don't miss it and don't miss rest.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.